The San Antonio Symphony holds dozens of concerts yearly for upwards of 40,000 students. The symphony's Jeremy Brimhall.
We were really heartbroken when our last set of young people's concerts for the season was canceled this spring. And we've been looking for all sorts of things to continue to interact with students, particularly through symphonic music, and all those who are schooling from home right now.
The art contest was an outgrowth of one of the spring concerts.
We centered the contest on Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, and it has 14 short movements, each representing a different animal or group of animals. Then they were asked to read a short piece about their chosen movement in an article from our recent teacher guide, and choose their materials, create their work of art, and take a photo of it and submit it along with a parental permission form.
You didn't have to be a San Antonian to enter.
We decided to open it up worldwide and interestingly had entries from 5 different states and then also from Israel.
245 entries were sent in and then judged.
We had a committee of members of our Symphony League and then also our associate conductor, Noam Aviel, the 3-member panel that judged the artwork. And they chose winners for each of the 14 music selections and then created some other categories. So we ended up with about 75 winners in all.
As to the young people's concerts, they normally begin in autumn. This year, the concerts have been moved up to January.
And of course, those are still tentative, and we're going to be following all the guidelines from the CDC and all the state and local authorities as well.
We will keep you posted. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.